Matthew chapter 26. Then Jesus comes with them to a place called Gethsemane and says to the disciples, "Sit here while I, going away, shall pray there." And taking Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to sorrow and to be in agony. Then he says to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry here and watch with me." And going forwards a little, he fell on his face, praying and saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." And he comes to the disciples and finds them asleep and says to Peter, "Did you not have strength thus for 1 hour to watch with me? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time, going away, he prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, thy will be done." And coming, he finds them asleep again, for their eyes were weighed down. And leaving them, going away again, he prayed a third time, saying the same words. Then he comes to his disciples and says to them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us lead the way. Behold, he who betrays me is near." And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a crowd of many, with swords and wooden rods, from the chief priests and elders of the people. And he who was betraying him gave them a sign, saying, "Whomever I shall kiss is he. Take hold of him." And straightway coming to Jesus, he said, "Hail, Rabbi," and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, "Fellow, why art thou here?" Then approaching, they laid hands on Jesus and took hold of him. And behold, one of them, who were with Jesus, stretching out his hand, drew his sword, and striking the servant of the high priest, cut off his ear. Then Jesus says to him, "Return thy sword into its place, for all they who take the sword shall perish in the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now call upon my Father, and he will cause to assist me more than 12 legions of angels? How then would the scriptures be fulfilled, that so it ought to be?" In that same hour, Jesus said to the multitudes, "Have you come out as against a thief with swords and staves to take me? I sat with you daily, teaching in the temple, and you did not lay hold of me. But all this came to pass that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples, leaving him, fled. And they who had taken hold of Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the chief priest, where the scribes and the elders were gathered together. But Peter followed him afar off into the courtyard of the high priest, and entering within, he sat with the officers to see the end. And the chief priests and the elders and the whole council sought false witness against Jesus, that they might put him to death, and found none. Though many false witnesses came, they found none. But at last, two false witnesses coming said, "This man said, 'I am able to undo the temple of God and within 3 days to build it.'" And the chief priest, standing up, said to him, "Answerest thou nothing? What do these people witness against thee?" But Jesus was silent. And the chief priest, answering, said to him, "I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us if thou be the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus says to him, "Thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say to you, from henceforth you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Then the chief priest rent his garment, saying, "He has blasphemed. What further need do we have of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered and said, "He is guilty of death." Then They spat in his face and buffeted him, and they hit him with a staff, saying, "Prophesy to us, Christ, who is he who struck thee?" And Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and one maid came to him, saying, "Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied before them all, saying, "I know not what thou sayest." And when he had gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said to those who were there, "This man was also with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And after a while, those who stood by came to him and said to Peter, "Truly, thou also art one of them, for thy speech makes thee manifest." Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, "I do not know the man." And straightway the cock crowed. And Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, which he said to him, "Before the cock crows three times, thou shalt deny me." And he went out and wept bitterly. Reading from the Doctrine of the Lord, a portion of passage 33. The Lord made his human divine by means of temptations admitted into himself, and by means of continual victories in them. Temptations are nothing but combats against evils and falsities, and as evils and falsities are from hell, temptations are combats against hell. Moreover, with the men who are undergoing spiritual temptations, evil spirits from hell are present, who induce them. The man is unaware that evil spirits induce the temptations, yet that they do so has been granted me to know from much experience. This is the reason why man is drawn out of hell and elevated into heaven when, from the Lord, he conquers in temptations. And this again is why man becomes spiritual and therefore an angel, by means of temptations or combats against evils. The Lord, however, fought from his own power against all the hells, and completely mastered and subjugated them. And as he at the same time glorified his human, he holds them so to eternity. For before the Lord's advent, the hells had grown up to such a height that they were beginning to infest the very angels of heaven, and also every man that came into the world and every man that went out of it. The hells grew to such an extent because the church was completely devastated. And men in the world, because of idolatries, were in mere falsities and evils. And the hells are from men. Hence it was that unless the Lord had come into the world, no man could have been saved. Much is said of these combats of the Lord in the Psalms of David and in the prophets, but little in the evangelists or the gospels. These combats are what are meant by the temptations that the Lord endured, the last of which was the passion of the cross. And it is on account of them that he is called Savior and Redeemer.